time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Check out Amal Dan, Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
And then he breathes a gasp of air. And he lives, but he looks odd. Like, he's 6'5", and he has black hair that's kind of standing up in a variety of different directions. And he has really large pectoral muscles, and then he has drooping white clothing that looks like Eastern Landers, kind of sort of like stripes and light cloth. You can see a definite like resemblance in his face, but his face is bigger. And
every time I use this blast, the person I'm about to bring back to life comes back to life. The second time in a row.
It is a broad broad jaw here, but kind of pointy here.
Whoa, what did you just do?
Azor? He looks at you, he says, Azor, and you hear him.
Yes.
he takes another step
Dude,
back.
Back steps.
Okay, so you are at about 200 yards right now, so, and you do see it's a giant. It's all shadowed, but you saw a big burst of energy, and from your perspective, there were silver rings rising from the body for a moment.
Am I all weak and stuff, or no?
You are not.
No. I sit up, and I go, what's in my pants?
There's a paper in your pants. Okay. Then he turns and he says, goodbye, honorable one. Goodbye, Pulpy.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye.
Thank you for being
a friend.
Maybe we have your name, friend.
Wait, I'm thinking.
You really need to stop doing that.
This is why you're Pulpy.
Frustrating. That's not right.
That's an odd name.
Crime? Definitely not friendly.
I believe you mean cooperative.
Brunson will say, it kind of fits.
Cooperative. Yes, that's good. Goodbye.
Yeah,
that's nice. He turns and runs away.
What's your name?
David sees him immediately, just swan dive.
Jared is like in the middle of the air, leaping with the sword drawn, stabbing.
All right.
With the wings.
The giant moves, he stabs.
He does stop. He runs along the brush line at first, and then he does stop, and he throws one of the brigands. He grabs him by the ankle and throws him over his shoulder and carries him off as he goes.
Travel food.
Travel food, yeah. You gotta get your rations wherever you can when you can't go to the market and buy them.
A little something for the road.
Is he gone?
Yeah. You're fine.
Okay, roll monster lore. Okay. After pulling the note out of your pants and looking at it and searching yourself over, you're fairly certain that your anatomy is that of an ogre magi.
Yeah!
I don't know anything about ogre magi.
Basically, they're ogres, so a little stronger than humans, generally speaking, a little bigger. Ogre magi is a smaller version, and they tend to have magical abilities.
I killed a bunch of ogres.
Oh. I may have some sort of innate ability.
They have some sort of innate ability.
It's a different race than an
I
ogre.
See.
They're related. But they're also weird now.
They are related. Yes, you do look kind of weird, but then again.
Christ might not be a sin.
I can look that. However I want, so what have I really lost here? It looks worth the problem.
Can an ogre magi be a reality shaper?
Yep.
How convenient.
I would hope so.
So now your character gets even more complicated.
Okay.
Are you still psionic?
I can't believe this. What am I supposed to do with
this raised up? Cast it on a vampire.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Kill him instantly.
Maybe. Probably save him all of them.
It's a long casting time, though. Isn't
it is. Kind of a long casting time, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold him down! Hold him down! Don't touch him, though.
Just get yourself naked. Resilient sphere.
Have to wait till dawn.
Withdraw, stake him in the heart, and then he can't move, and then...
One round. Casting time is one round.
If it was that easy, everybody would be killing vampires.
Get yourself in the resilience sphere.
They're just not smart like us, that's all.
Yeah, there you go.
He would get a saving throw, but even making his save, he would take damage.
Is it touch?
It is not. It is 3 inches range.
Oh, dude, yeah, let's get in the resilience sphere.
Ah, there you
right
go.
Right on my shoulders.
Dude, why don't we farm vampires at this point?
Yeah, why don't we farm vampires? So,
I know what they are. They are level.
You look
kind
of different now. Was that your friend? Brunson and Theon.
I never met that guy in my life.
Did you find the note that he left you?
I did.
In your pants?
Yes, I did. That did make it rather easy to find, I'll say. It says, thank you for the gift.
Did you give a gift to a giant recently?
A while ago. I might have inadvertently given another gift, but not that I know of. Unless O is not who I think it is.
So O... So O, as in maybe Ogrim?
Yeah, Ogrim, Oleander.
Ogrimander. The giant Pyrophon
Druid.
Ogrim.
Are we going to be attacked by anybody else?
Good and safe.
Come on, okay.
All right, can we back at this time?
It can be if you want. You dodged down when he took off, so.
Okay, yeah, once he's gone, I'll...
So, Dearmood runs at atrocious speed back into the group.
Dearmood, you're so fast.
Venom.
All you.
What was that all about?
This was a friend of Bezor's.
Bezor?
It was rather odd, but...
You dyed your hair.
But...
You don't really
alive now.
Bigger?
And you're alive.
And he's taller.
I feel tall.
You look tall.
Are they inside now?
Probably not. Congratulations, you're alive.
Why, thank you, sir.
And, oh, we did kill the...
Mind you, I'm only like 5 foot tall.
So we did kill the Dracolich, by the way. That's done with.
I say, while I'm memorizing, I say, boy, Theon's gonna be mad.
Hell yeah.
Damn, is it still dark outside?
Good, still feeling yourself?
It is still dark outside, yes. It's not even midnight yet.
I feel the same as I ever always
right, well,
have.
Let's go back in before...
Right.
Can we go for another random encounter?
He's still praying, but he's got that vein bulging in his forehead. Is that a bad sign?
Yeah, probably.
His face is a little redder than normal, too.
Okay. All right, so you can do whatever, but things calm down. Got to about midnight without another encounter.
That's 2 hours.
So that's another 2 hours of memorization.
Another 2 hours or 2 hours total?
Another 2 hours.
Oh, sweet.
So how much?
So I've
you're,
got
you're about three and a half hours now.
Got the sphere. Sorry, I didn't do feign death. I did item next. So I got item back. An hour 45.
This still counts as me not owing you anything anymore, by the way.
So you said about 2.5 hours?
Actually.
3.5.
3.5?
I memorized the raised dead. Didn't even do
it.
I memorized it. You're out of luck.
So, is that like a resurrection then?
It was reincarnation.
Or, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Reincarnation.
Reincarnated. Yeah, reincarnated as a human, though. So.
Theon
that's what was
has been reincarnated
twice,
I think.
Yeah.
Elves cannot be raised.
The Dymaron is directly reincarnated. More your chances of reincarnation will be...
It's actually the only bring back to life spell that we can't cast.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how did...
What level
did
Renesmee get resurrected then?
What level was reincarnated?
Renesmee was also reincarnated.
Or yeah, how did she get reincarnated?
For druids?
The druid lady, right? I don't know who reincarnated.
What level was reincarnated for druids?
The lady did it. The same one that reincarnated.
The Irish princess.
No, that's really right.
No,
it was the fish. I would eventually be able to do it.
Yeah. He reincarnated both of us.
Because bars get up to 5th level spells.
Good job, chicken hair.
Thanks.
It's really good.
I didn't really know what I was doing.
Most of the time, I don't either. Like, I, honest to God, most of the time.
That's pretty much how I
cook. I just.
I want a bit more seasoning next time.
I want a pretty good amount, but
Yeah, that's the only thing when you're cooking a whole peak, like a whole chicken or something. It takes a lot of seasoning. A lot more than I thought the first time I did something like that.
Yeah. I didn't know it's really
but it's still really bland, it's still good. Nice and juicy.
Right, it's like the whole young chickens from the wife station.
Yeah.
I've only ever cooked two whole chickens in my entire life.
At my house, I was the one doing it, and then
cooked a lot
now I can't. I'm not eating. I'm not able to eat chicken because apparently I'm sensitive to it. And
I want to get a smoker so bad because my job got a city barbecue on Friday for lunch. Oh my goodness! They had this smoked chicken that was juicier than any chicken I've ever tasted in my life. Turkey was so good, especially with the barbecue sauce on it.
If you give them meat stuff, they'll smoke it for you and just keep like a little bit of it. So I gave them one of those whole young chickens and smoked it. And
same over the resurrection.
I want a smoker so bad. I've been wanting one for years. To get a good one, they're expensive.
Yeah.
The mage version is 6th level. Druid is 7th.
For reincarnating?
7?
Druid is 7, mage is 6.
How about reincarnating with this?
I thought it was slow like that too, but
I thought it was lower for druids. Nope, maybe that's a newer edition thing.
According to AD&D. I mean, it's just 6th level in general.
Hey, Bezor gets up and goes into the brush and whatnot where all the stuff appears to be, and he goes, I need to get a snack in me, man.
You can be Jamaican now.
And then he looks for a snack.
Here's some food, man.
Thank you.
Bezor. Something seems
more
different.
Yeah. More rich.
More so?
Starters your hair. A little darker. Looks more of it.
Didn't you say it was like back to the sides? Like,
yeah,
is he have like bald spot in the middle? Or?
No, it's just more, he's got more puff out here.
Gotcha.
The hair, first of all. Second of all,
shorter
spots. Let me get some brace.
Oh, yeah. Second of all, you are a little taller. By little, I mean like
I did notice
almost
that.
A foot at least. Yeah, that's kind of unusual. Do I know what he is?
I mean, he looks like an ogre magi, but he looks kind of small.
Oh,
I don't know what an ogre magi is. It's a kind of type of ogre that uses magic more than fight.
I mean, that's true. What do you call it?
Yeah, I mean, from the ledge to the bottom, story to the bottom.
Yeah. Hey, my stats going to be different or no?
We have to roll and see for sure, but.
Okay.
So it would only be the physical stats.
Right.
Oh, so this only benefits you.
Well, my physical stats aren't that bad.
So you're an ogre magi illusionist.
Yeah.
Malusionist. Mag illusionist.
Yeah, my luck. I'd get reincarnated as a squirrel.
Well, if it's a squirrel, right? That was a mage reincarnation.
I think I've died so far twice.
I'm assuming it was probably reincarnated on an item or something.
Mortality rolls. Demons have only ever made two mortality rolls.
Do that, but died once.
What is your strength normally?
12.
Okay, so it didn't
I
change.
Avoided death by being paralyzed, and then I got tied to the side of a horse by a couple of cowboys.
Dexterity didn't change.
That's hilarious.
What is your constitution normally?
15.
So it goes up to 6.
Also beat frost giants.
Oh, so it's an extra hit point? Extra 9 hit points?
Which?
Right, your
that
level
brings
9.
Me over to 8.
Oh, 8 more hit points.
But that brings me into 40.
It was a little crazy, but it did crazy. Actually end up working.
Do I come back at full health, or?
Yeah. No. So you'll be 10 off max, and you have 1/4 structural.
Oh, that's nice.
Less than some of us.
Your head hurts.
Well, I had a full structural.
Well, that's better than
Bezor now is the tank of the party, just because he has more HP.
No, it's 3/4
structural. I don't think so.
He definitely does not have more HP than the party. He was very low, and now he's just a little less low. He still has less max hit points than the mage.
Yeah, so most of you probably...
How many hit points do you have right this minute?
31.
Okay, that's twice more than what I have at
the moment. Now you're the tank, yeah.
So I've got one extra hit. In me. And still...
Almost died.
I guess my AC is not
there. 1 point away, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1 point away from going unconscious. After the fall. The fall is like 12 damage. So do I lose my fire protection I had if I die and come back?
Say that again.
The fire protection I had.
Thank God for the frost breath, am I right?
Jake did go
he only came out with a pinky. He loses a pinky.
Before
I didn't think about that before either, but...
How long ago did you lose your pinky? Bezor says, how long ago did you lose your pinky?
It's right there.
Okay.
Probably less than 24 hours.
Six hours. Five, 6 hours ago. Oh, I can't.
Can't help you.
Too long.
Did you, like, make, like, a fake pinky?
No.
Yeah, I could. I really could.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you won't know. You won't know.
Nope.
You did just say, can you make a fake pinky?
You won't know, you won't know.
Now he knows.
We might just wake up with a pinky right now.
I prefer my actual pinky over...
Which now I've got him paranoid that when he grows a pinky...
Did we finish memorizing or still whatever?
We are at between 3.5 and 4 hours right now.
I go back to sleep.
3.5
Jake goes back to sleep.
3 is 12, 13, 14 spell levels, so.
I dealt with the giant.
So, let's fill me in.
Dead Draco Lich. There is a bandit camp on the other side of the camp. The paladin camp.
All right, all right.
Oh, yeah, guys, by the way, I did see a bandit camp on the other side of the paladin camp. I shot down the guy before he got to his camp. So we can't stay here for long, but at least they're not alerted right now.
So they're probably going to come looking for their missing members.
Yeah.
I'm asleep.
Well, the giant took one of them. The wizard just go hide the other two bodies.
Well, one is pretty close to the camp.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
If one of the people that you live with and see on a daily basis doesn't come back from their patrol, then
all of your spells for the day, you'll find out whether or not he denied you the pistol spell.
Sure, they were bandits? It's
possible.
He doesn't generally do that.
Yeah.
He sure might if there was something better to get, substantially better for you to get, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that on occasion.
I mean, I heard word of brigands in the area.
Flame strike would be nice.
What? When did we hear that?
When you were dead.
There was a woman, Don says.
Yeah.
What was her name? Aurelia?
Where did she go, by the way? Anyone tell me that?
Oh, yeah, she disappeared with someone.
Jake said that, he sort of looks up for this prayer, he says, Jake said that a dark hooded figure came and took her during the night. They disappeared together, and then a light turned on in the mansion for the keep. He believes it was the vampire. Oh, so they're eloping. We're good.
Also, we got a puppy.
From talking to her,
the dog's still here, isn't
Don
he?
Says yeah. She would not likely have been a willing participant. Even though it sounded like Jake said she did go willing.
Sparky is now mine. I'm an animal friendship Sparky.
I grabbed the demon flask and I go. Did, what was her name?
Aurelia.
Did Aurelia go with that guy willingly?
No.
Thanks. That makes me feel a lot more morally conflicted.
Come on.
That's why I'm not revealing the answer yet.
In case my moral confliction, I don't want to see that carry over to my friends.
Right.
Well, I'm going to animal friendship Sparky. We got puppy.
Now we got a war dog.
So, are we trying to go fight whatever this cloaked thing is?
We need some healing before we do any more fighting.
Are we trying to just get out of here?
I'm perfectly okay with getting out of here and going somewhere else.
It's kind of the same. I can transport all of us in one go.
The issue is you can?
It would give me a chance to try out my new ability. It'd be pretty cool, I'd say.
It's kind of the same issue we had with Anaya and her plague issue. It's a need of the many versus need of the few kind of situation.
Well, I'm sold. Let's go.
Let them finish getting their magic stuff
done. Don't want to interrupt their memorization.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But we definitely want to leave as soon as they're done.
Some time to nurse their wounds.
It's weird when I didn't just sleep, you know? I mean, I kind of did, but you know what I mean.
I don't think we should leave the girl to her captivity, unfortunately. You hush.
You don't think we should leave this one girl, but you do think we should leave all those people dying of that disease.
I believe that I could be held personally culpable for the girl's captivity, so I don't believe we should leave her.
How?
before I laid down for the nap, Phil told me something bad was going to happen while we were sleeping. He couldn't give me any specifics, but just gave me a bad feeling. He didn't know what it was.
How does that make it your fault?
Because we then went to sleep, and overnight, the girl disappeared.
How do you know?
Overnap.
But we are also on a time crunch.
How can you?
I don't care what we do. I think we should save the girl. We can leave otherwise. We can go. It's not a strong conviction.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's a little more.
She never should have been here in the first place.
People getting sick is different than somebody being held against their will.
Those people who were sick were being quarantined in that area against their will.
In their
home. Same situation.
Where they live.
Well, now this is her home, whether she likes it or not.
You're showing us semantics.
I think you just like totally intoned the governmental handling of COVID right there. Like, yeah. They shouldn't be required to be held up, yeah, but they're in their homes. It's okay.
Sorry, was that too?
Bezor is
chaotic it up a bit.
Bezor is anti quarantine, and Brunson is pro quarantine.
How fitting.
No, Brunson is pro not going into a city full of diseased people.
Oh, Brunson just wants them not to leave so that they don't come to him.
Okay, I don't care if we will rescue this girl or not. I just know that we are not a fight. We are not in shape to go fight a vampire.
How do we even know this is a vampire? Did somebody figure that out through mystical...
No, but the girl said that there was a vampire.
That makes me even less inclined to help her.
I mean,
just thinking out loud.
I mean, look at this key. That's pretty dang spooky. Only vampires like
that. Where did the paladins come from?
Sorry?
Where did the paladins come from?
She said there was a town.
Probably...
What was it called?
Abington.
To the northeast, right?
Northwest.
Northwest.
Abington.
There's a town called Abington, northwest. She is
on this body of land?
Excuse me?
On this body of land?
Yes. No. Okay.
Not far. Abington. Dave.
So, sure. Why don't we travel there and tell them what happened? Maybe they can send...
Or have I heard anything, too?
Or...
Well, we were meant to take the girl back there in the morning.
I go left or right.
Nope. So you don't know of anything in particular. He tells you that he's heard a couple things in song and story, and basically it's a town in northern Geoff, pretty isolated from the rest of society. They're not heavily involved. Geoff is largely a mercantile country, and they're not heavily
involved.
They're shepherds and goat herders.
I agree. It's like a smaller town.
It's not real small. It's in thousands of people.
Oh, okay.
Generally good natured. The man who planted it was a royal knight of some kind.
I will say, of interest to you, Brunson, they said they had a library there that
for his people. Generally a benevolent community.
Arcane.
Where?
In Addington.
I say we go there.
Her father.
Someone saw that coming.
Was interested in arcane writings.
That's cool.
Hopefully he doesn't want to incorporate mine.
And perhaps they have the means. It's a smaller town, but perhaps they have the means of dealing with the town themselves. We do have.
Well, they did send a troop of well-equipped paladins out here. So.
Yeah, and they died only to the Draculus. So we're not expecting a Draculus.
Yeah,
the girl
said
they
weren't expecting
it. Handle the vampire.
They were ready for vampire.
It seemed like they were well-equipped enough, wild enough to deal with the issue.
Borrelia seemed to infer that they came because she asked them. Which was a problem. She felt responsible for their death.
So one little girl convinced an entire troop of paladins of mine?
She said her cousin was one of the paladins and maybe the lead in that
town. She was also the daughter of the mayor.
Can I in Monster Lore to see what I recall about vampires?
Sure.
As far as like their strengths, I don't really care about the weaknesses right this moment.
Sure.
Okay.
Does your annoyance tell you anything?
Extremely physically strong. Capable of charming their victims, feed off the blood of their victims or the life force or energy. Innocent victims, generally the blood, combat victims, that kind of thing, more life force and energy. They literally suck people's soul in combat. They can tend to turn into a bat, fly, turn into mist.
So you say, like, drain their energy. That's would I have any idea, would that be, like, draining stats or draining
level drain.
Levels?
It's level drain.
Level drain?
Yeah, but you wouldn't think of it that way. You think of it as life energy.
Right. I just would assume that he would kind of know the difference.
Yeah. Yep.
Because
in game terms, they in game terms they drain two levels with touch.
And they get
you
three
do know of a very powerful magic item in party.
Aaron, they're three for one.
It can be used once a month.
It's a three for one.
The greatsword.
No,
he's talking about
not the greatsword. The amulet.
He's talking about the amulet.
Oh, I thought you were saying they can deal with all
if it could be activated again.
Well, you can only ever level get one restoration spell back.
Yeah, one. Well,
you wouldn't get both back.
Correct. Yeah, but then if you like get one back and then later get drained again, you can get one back. You can always. Oh, you basically
talking about from one instance of level.
I don't think that's a thing.
You can only ever get one level back.
That is correct. Basically, you can only ever have one level in storage.
Restoration is like a 7th level spell or 6th level, something like that. Very high level.
Yeah.
Level drain is not the type of thing that can generally be used.
Correct.
But the amulet, if also, you got Aaron, the amulet working again, the amulet would instantly destroy it. If
they're also three for one. So that's 6 levels around the HU every time.
I can't even believe we're staying this close to this place.
I didn't realize there's a vampire.
I'd fight with a Dracolich, honestly.
The first random encounter of this night was Borrelia. That was only 4 hours ago.
That was a random encounter.
Well, I mean, how random it was, it's debatable.
Does continual light do anything against vampires? Probably not.
Other than possibly annoy them, no.
We can annoy him to death.
If you could move it onto his eyes, that would do it.
I think we just go to the town and inform
something him. Tells me he would get safe. Yeah, do we know anyone by name that's in that town?
No. I don't think. No, she said her father's name on it.
No, but we do know her.
Yeah, but they have to be there now.
I mean, and they know she left, so.
Sonorous does not know the name of the mayor, but you do know that the last name of the mayor is the same as the name of the town, because the guy who founded it 3 generations ago was Abington, and so you know that the current ruler of the town, his name is Abington.
So we just need to figure out that guy's name, and then
we can go, hey, which means it's the mayor?
You just can't seem to think of it. But a good brawny recipe does come into mind. Surprisingly, it uses cinnamon.
You could.
Also, you notice that there is a LM plus, MA plus WT carved at the top of a reasonably tall willow near Southern Miss Cove.
No, I was trying to think of the PCs.
I was running through my mind.
I was attempting to, but
you said MA plus WT.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus something. Really? That guy?
Marcus Apollonius.
Did he like someone named WT?
He's married.
To who? Do we know?
You don't
know. Have we met her?
You definitely have not met her. No.
Well, never met Marcus Apollonius.
Yeah, we have.
He went
on
the retreat.
What?
Yeah, he went to the retreat because he was the one
trying
to save.
He brought several people back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
In one day.
Well, Brunson never met him then.
Yeah. Well, did.
He brought Brunson back to life.
No, Brunson died.
There. Brunson was not at the retreat.
I swear that Brunson died.
Well, Brunson was just, like, unconscious.
Was control.
Well, I think you said everybody who wasn't being represented by a player was, like, dead or something like that. Didn't they die or something
like
that?
Yeah, they got
at the retreat.
Like, disintegrated by...
Oh, yeah. That was what you thought was happening anyway. Until you got to the end and found out that wasn't what was actually happening.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it turned out to be something different.
I think we did say that the PCs who were not there had fallen prey to the effect.
Right.
Which means he did save you at the end.
So how much studying did these guys have?
Okay. So assuming you're not taking some drastic course of action around midnight, we'll take another hour of possible random encounters and then get them
all studied. That was before midnight?
That was right around midnight.
Sweet. That means I'll have to ask again to ask another question.
Okay.
Another hour, you said?
Here we go.
Can I
no
use you
random
now?
Encounter.
Can I use you now? Can I use you now? Yes. Sweet! Oh!
Like a stupid dead moment in a TV movie. That is the kind of the question, doesn't it? Yes.
Am I annoying you?
Yes.
Am I annoying you? Am I annoying you?
Okay. So, another hour goes by, another hour of study and memorization. It is now close to 1 o'clock in the morning. Jake has been sleeping for over 3 hours.
One more, and I think I can get 2 hit points back.
Six. At 6 hours, you get 2 hit points back.
How many hours are we up to? I've got it at 4 levels.
Approaching 5.
I'm done then.
There you go. We'll go one more for good measure. No encounter.
I'm almost there. Sweet. 10 more hours, guys.
You say another hour? Good?
Yep.
I need 15 minutes.
I'm going to roll 7 random encounters for the next 15 minutes.
What? We're going to make it 7 random encounters in the 15 minutes.
But they only have 1%.
Random encounter.
2 giants, a dragon, a griffin, 4 bandits. In 15 minutes, we got a random encounter?
Yep.
Apparently.
What was, did you lower the chance?
Yes, I made it a 1 instead of a 1 and instead of a 3. And
can you roll a 1?
I rolled a 1.
It is 7 50 dragons.
The book that has random encounter, though. I said it's somewhere.
50 in my head.
Here it is.
Dragon Centipede.
Jason, if you ever start playing Low Moon in any of the campaigns,
run away.
Don't ever go to the bathroom in the woods. Never be attacked by centipedes. Just let me know.
These important life-saving tips.
I can't tell you any more better tip than that.
Charlie, that will save the money. They have nearly claimed the lives of several
people. Several poopers. Several poopers almost went down.
Always bring a boom boom button.
Okay.
Jeremy wasn't in the potty, though.
Yeah, he wasn't in the forest. But.
Okay, so who's awake and watching for the random encounter that occurs in the last 15 minutes of it? Okay.
Demon Keeper's watching.
Always bring a boom boom button.
Everybody that's awake and watching, roll a d10. Highest d10 has to go to the bathroom outside, gets to see what happens.
Oh, you is that.
Billy!
I got a 4.
Hey.
You're
gonna
knock
the
centipedes.
I don't know where my
roll an
8.
Oh,
Rogan.
2.
Rogan.
Roll off. Can they both go to the bathroom?
2.
They go together. We can just both go.
5. They're like women at restaurants.
Okay, Xavier's going to the bathroom. Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures. Okay. So you, you're outside, and you're just getting ready to come back. You've all done your business, so you're just ready to come back. And you look out across that huge plain, and in the distance, it's probably about a mile away, you see one person, it's like a human-sized person, probably, 5.5 feet tall, whatever.
It's Marcus.
Probably male.
Marcus.
Walking, and they are walking parallel to the brush line. So they're headed from west to east across the open area. And they have a dim light. It's probably a magical weapon or something. It's a steady white light that is about as bright as a candlelight, which is the main reason that you notice them. And it's just one person.
It's odd.
Well, we could use Marcus Apollonius right now.
Right.
He'll tear up a vampire right now.
Marcus has sworn off fighting vampires.
Hmm? He's sworn off fighting
vampires.
Is it because of the one cellist guy?
No, it's just the fact that it costs him 375,000 experience points to go up a level.
He could probably turn a vampire.
Actually, he can turn a vampire.
He can turn just about anything.
Priests of Apollo, their continual light count as daylight or something.
Yes,
like
it does.
Yeah. You'd be so just walk in there with a coin that he made and just. Me! Okay, you win. Oh, I burned up the little girl. Oops. Guess we're too late.
Like,
I won't say anything about the guy. I was
inferring that she got turned into
Dude.
I mean, he doesn't appear to know that you're there, and he's
Marcus
walking across. So.
Get a gun. Right. It's just right. The sun.
Right. You watch to make sure he goes,
just,
or
just hovers over his finger and burns up everything.
Okay.
A mile.
Okay. All right, so you ignore him. As far as you know, he walked on across the field. Okay, you finished your praying.
Great.
It's probably 2:00 in the morning, a little before.
Did I get raised dead?
Okay, you did not. You received airwalk instead.
Nice. Ooh. I love that spell.
That makes everyone. Oh, that's a good travel spell, isn't it? It is. That's like a fantastic travel spell. It makes us all clouds.
Are there any other spells?
I don't think that's what
me?
That does.
What fourth levels?
Let you walk on
you
air.
Walk into the sky. It's like better flying.
It changed for things.
Mind
I drew it. Right, so that spell quite
there's a chance he might not be able to cure serious and give you another travel.
It changed in time. It must change in time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there are any. I took a nap.
It's only fourth level up. Unless you're due for an atonement, they don't touch your laurels.
I don't think that's an actual thing. I think that's a damn thing.
Yeah. Air walk, huh?
Basically, you treat air as ground.
Yeah. I don't know how long it lasts.
I think I'm thinking of Windwalker.
In the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. We're running low on time, but we have a little bit. So.
Oh, I'm thinking of wind.
It is roughly 2 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Flying speed of 300 feet.
All right, so do we for sure want to go to this strange town? It could also take us pretty much anywhere.
Well, I think we need to go check out this town.
What ability are you using to transport all of us in one shebangalang?
Do you really
want
to know?
Don't ask. No, I want to know.
It's one that I have been told is named by someone long ago before me. Time slip. That's what they've called it.
That sounds
like some. Forgive me for saying so, because you're very monstrous now. Sounds like some wacko screw job thing that a reality shaper told you.
That's kind of rude of you to say. He may or may not have been a reality shaper, but this has nothing to do with that.
I think it sounds awesome.
You want to know how it works? I will explain to you how it works.
It sounds like we're slipping through time, not space.
I believe you would understand it if I explained it to you.
Okay, then explain it to me.
So, essentially, we go from our bodies into...
The time stream.
The time stream. That's the word I was thinking of. I knew it wasn't the plane itself. And then we go downstream, and then I look for a person, and I go to their anchor on the elemental plane of time, and then we pop out by them.
Idea. You don't have full anchor. You teleport to this town, and then you time slip to you.
I'm not teleporting.
You have full anchor.
You don't have to do that. I can just...
Well, you don't know anyone in this town.
I can use the flask to get the mayor's name.
Or we could save that.
So now we're putting all of our lives in a demon flask.
Yeah. I like the idea.
Well, if I can't find him, I can't find him. We can just go somewhere else.
Can we just walk?
No, it's days.
No, we are all powerful. We must travel in style now.
Dion just said it was days.
How far is it?
Or maybe it was Jake.
What did Sonor say?
From here, it is probably about 15 miles.
Oh, it's 15 right. miles, guys.
So there's no chance of us getting lost in this time.
It's a day's travel.
Nope.
None at all.
15
miles?
None at all.
It's foolproof.
It's not that far at all.
There's no chance of us popping out into the ground or into somebody's body.
You could get there in 6 or 8 hours.
Nerds,
go there. You place an anchor where your body currently is.
But that would be walking.
Ryan can get there in a couple hours.
Go back to where you were, but... That doesn't happen.
Ryan Lynn could get in a couple hours.
So if our body's here and we're in the time stream, how does our body get there?
Our body's not here.
Nerds.
Place is an anchor
Nerds.
Where our body is on the island.
It's 15 miles away. We're going 15 miles.
Who told me it was 3 days a minute ago?
3 days. I said it was within days travel.
Well, Thomas says it's 15 miles. And Geox is old.
Can we just walk?
Yes, we can just walk. Meaning not more than a week.
It feels like if you actually miss,
it will be past the brigands.
It feels risky.
There's no missing. I'm telling you, there's no missing.
I have a feeling we'd get lost in the time stream.
Yeah. No, you know, if you die in a time stream, you die in real life.
I mean, there's like,
you know that, right?
The only quote unquote missing there is it's somewhere within 10 miles of that person.
So at worst, we would be
5 miles
closer.
But I was under the assumption that it was 3 days away.
Is this a port town?
To go.
I hope not.
Is it a port town? Because we could be 10 miles off.
It is not a port town.
I can tell.
It never occurred to you before that you could be 10 miles away from the person, which would put you out to sea. You never thought about that.
I did never think about that.
Damon could swim in his head there. It'd still be good.
Never time slip towards the coast.
Yes, nobody in a coastal town.
All right. Shall we walk?
You want to just on a sandbar, 10 miles out of sea.
I can use my thing onto an island. Let's just go somewhere else so I can use my thing.
You realize they do have the puzzle piece. They did get the puzzle piece from them. They're really talking
that's
about
cool.
Much, but they got the puzzle piece from the Dracolich.
I told them that. We got the piece. So we beat the Dracolich.
So in theory,
the
mightier question about this whole Abington thing might be, where is the next puzzle piece?
Yeah. Let's mess with those for a minute.
Okay, I'm going to pull up the puzzle piece.
Oh, yeah, we haven't given it to him.
Okay.
Give him the new piece.
Can we please leave the vicinity of this evil manor house?
New piece. We can't until we know where we're going. I take it. Does anything happen when I touch it?
No.
I sneeze off. I float it up with telekinesis and spin it around and go,
wow, it's floating! It's doing something! It's doing something it didn't do when any of you touched it!
You all touched it and nothing happened. You touched it, it floats up in the air.
It's magic!
Fireball! Fireball!
Withdraw the dice.
It's not doing anything.
Okay. I'm gonna focus. You gonna do what?
I'm gonna focus.
I thought you were gonna float on
it. I don't regret getting
it. I tried that already.
Give me the other ones.
Let's see it.
You have the other ones.
Yeah. Start throwing them out.
Well, it's a one, and a two, and a three.
He's got an Italian accent all of a sudden. He's got a Romanian accent.
It's like a new insanity. You just rotate.
Cecilia. He's got an accent from a person from Cecilia in the Romelands.
No, I'm going to do it. They're in my bag of holding. I've been entrusted with them.
Actually, most of them were in my pouch, but that's fine.
Not most of them.
Two of them were in your pouch, and three of them.
We have five.
So 40%.
Stop squabbling over who's holding
them all together in my hands.
I want to hold the puzzle pieces.
Ultimately, they're not ours.
You get a vision of a naked woman.
Yeah.
She's quite beautiful.
What do you see?
She's in the bathhouse, and she's walking across the floor. She has a towel. She's drying her hair. She's walking, but she's not otherwise covered up.
I'm trying not to look at her,
female parts.
Yeah, in the vision. But it's focused.
Yeah, she's center screen.
No.
Okay.
What do you see?
She's toweling her hair, and the towel is hanging down partly in front of her face. And then she drops the towel down, and she starts to wrap herself in the middle. But as she does so, you can see that she's wearing a necklace, and the puzzle, and there is a puzzle piece that looks similar to those on there. Okay. Her face looks strangely similar to Borrelia's face, but it is not Borrelia's.
What do you see? What do you see?
Right.
We're going to have to help her get her daughter back.
Okay.
And then you see her walk across the room, and then you see her from the back, and the towel is not close in the back, so you get a good look at her butt.
What do you see?
He's holding the puzzle piece. He puts his hands up like this, like he's blocking the dude.
Are you saluting?
I'm not working.
John salutes you back.
Does the vision end now?
Yes, that's it.
What do you see? What do you see?
That was weird.
Who were you saluting?
I held the pieces and I focused. I was trying to avert my eyes because it...
From a vision.
Yes, I know. Now that you say that, it makes a lot more sense.
It sounds ridiculous.
Because there was a naked woman. Oh, let me try.
My grandma is a man.
Hold down on her.
Oh,
is
she ugly?
Oh,
no.
Not really.
I'm not
interested. She was
in
a bathhouse. Oh, let me see. Looked kind of like. Well, she's out of the bathhouse now, so you're out of luck, buddy.
Maybe it plays.
Unless it starts over from the beginning.
Maybe it's like
a
recorded
vision.
Is there a
point? Is that where the next puzzle piece is?
Yes, she was wearing a necklace that had the puzzle piece on it. She also.
Shut up, so I can finish talking.
Grab the flask. She also looks like Borrelia.
You see any windows?
I grabbed the flask.
Was it her, though?
No. And I asked the flask.
Woman, older.
Okay.
You think it could be like
who
her
is the woman that Theon saw in his vision? What is her name?
Okay.
You're going to find this up to her, aren't you? And we're going to be 10 miles away from the fortress.
We're going to be 5 miles away from here. One of us.
We're going
to... Because it's not... Everybody doesn't go to the same place.
Oh.
It splits us all up.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we all go in the same place.
No. So one of us...
I think when we looked it up before, it was... It could be split up.
In the middle of the bridge.
We'll have to look it up again.
I'm pretty sure we...
Did you write it down? That part of it?
I wrote it down on my other page, but I don't have that.
We'll look it up.
Can
in fact,
I come
you
up,
can Google it.
Can I come up with this next random fact?
With his next range of back?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well, three times.
Okay, anyway, her name is Salome.
Shalom.
Yes. In fact, I'll give you her last name. Her name is Salome Abington.
Shalom.
No H. No H. Salome.
Shalom.
Salome.
Her name is Salome Abington.
She doesn't run in a straight line. She always zigzags.
Yeah, she always zigzags.
I don't mean to know. Does he get a random
fact? Slalom. It's not the same thing.
Does he get a random fact?
Sure.
There are 216 cherries in the closest cherry pie team.
We should just pass this around.
This is a crusty fact. Yeah, okay, so we're not, everybody bring random facts next time, and we'll take turns. We'll take turns. They're probably more creative if you made them up, probably. All right. John says, I know it's not my place and y'all are very experienced at this or whatever, but it just occurred to me when Borrelia was here before, she was talking about why the Dracolich would have come here. And then you said the puzzle pieces lead you to the next puzzle piece. That's what you said, right? What if the puzzle piece that the Dracolich had was leading him here.
That's funny.
We would have led him to this.
That's so smart.
Not
you're a genius.
Unless that bathhouse is
Huzzah,
here.
What a genius you are.
If it was in, if it's in the keep.
Such is the bathhouse in the keep?
Well, and it, remember, I guess the vision...
Ask him.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
But
however, it occurs to you that the vision was not, does not have to have been present.
I was about to say, it might not have been present day, which means that could be her. Because the girl that was taken by the vampire. Which I can all agree that if we want to.
Yeah, it says the chronomancer emerged within 1d10 miles of the creature that the light flying corresponds to. This feature also helps the chronomancer who wishes to intersect a specific lifeline. All the chronomancers wearing or carrying slips with them up to a maximum of 25 pounds per level. Also, for every 2 levels, you slip one additional companion along on the trip. Didn't say anything about
so,
that.
Okay. So the vision so wasn't necessarily current event?
Correct.
So the universe just decided to... You make the vision of her getting out of the bath.
Well, it would occur that the vision probably showed the last time she was wearing the puzzle piece in plain view.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
And if she wears the necklace under her clothing, if you show her, you wouldn't see the puzzle piece. But if you show her the last time she wore it, which also would indicate that she never takes it off.
So,
wearing it in the bath.
Beyond augury if she's here?
Which, Dearbu would immediately think, probably means it's a family heirloom.
Mm. So the question
like
is...
Like ours.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So the question is...
Which means what?
Is she a ruin? Abington?
No, not necessarily.
Or related to...
Okay, yeah, somebody was passing them out.
Ask him.
Just really I'm just going to ask if she was here or in Abington.
Well, Abington is
neither.
At least in the fact that Abingtons were responsible for...
That's good. Do that.
Okay, I'm going to augury.
I think it's really worth going to this town.
I will ask if she's here...
Salon or Abington.
What do you mean?
If she is here or what?
In the keep. If Salom is in the keep or if she's in Abington or the surrounder.
And as you ask this question, are you thinking of the person that you saw in the image?
Yes.
So you're connecting the name with the person you saw in the image? And the alternative is in Abington?
Or the, I guess, like the surrounding area if she was out peeing.
The metropolitan area.
The Abington metropolitan
area. She's out peeing, she's probably dead because centipedes.
Centipedes got her.
Okay, so is it? So is she here in the keep, or is
she? Watch
some
pesky
peas.
No answer.
No answer.
That means neither.
No, it doesn't. That means no answer. Neither means neither.
No, no answer is neither. That's how you get neither.
You don't get a. You don't get.
There is no neither as an answer. The only way you can get three is by choosing two possibilities that neither one could be the answer, in which case then if you don't get an answer, then it's neither.
Okay, so she either no longer
or both.
Exists.
She could be in both. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. I'm just saying, like disassembled.
Like she lives in the keep, but her heart's in San Francisco.
Sorry. It's probably neither. It's much more likely neither than both.
Yeah. She is in neither.
I think going to her town.
Or disembodied in both. Or
where is she?
She has ceased to exist at some point in time.
Do I know where she is?
You know that the average bird poops 50 times a day.
You're not sure.
That true? It has to be true. It is. I looked it up.
What? And they don't die?
The average bird poops 50 times a day.
They don't, they explode because they're not good at passing.
Wow.
Mice poop constantly 24 hours a day. They never stop pooping.
What?
Mice
what?
Never
what?
Stop pooping.
Yes. I've seen mice several times running around and there was a poop shooting out of their butt.
It's not poop like that. It's stuff draining out their butt.
Okay.
They poop hard turds when they eat something that makes them more constipated.
Living the
life, otherwise,
right?
They literally
right,
leave
so...
feces everywhere. Look it up. I'm telling you.
I can... I can get us within 10 miles of her.
This is what I'm offering. 10 miles.
I think it's hard going to this town first.
That could be as little as 10 feet.
Why don't we go to the town and find some...
This town can give us some insight about the pieces in general.
But she could...
Or, I'm just throwing this out there. Feel free to throw it out back my way if you don't like it. We could go to Charlotte's Keep for a week. I back away slightly from the conversation.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
Okay, I stand corrected. mice apparently do not poop constantly. I just looked it up. They poop and pee all the time, but not literally all the time. Just figuratively all the time.
They're running around.
Well, an average of 170 poops a day.
Might as well.
But not constantly.
Might as well.
So I did just look that up.
So stop complaining when you have diarrhea.
You could be a mouse.
Unless you're a mouse. Yeah. Or if you're a mouse, you have to stop complaining. No. There you go.
Well, imagine a mouse that could do diarrhea.
That's an average of 7 poops an hour.
Okay, so really not that much. From now on, any druid that turns 7 into a mouse, they have to be pooping almost constantly.
Well, I would hate to get that wild shape. I get that at 7th level. I looked it up. Bards get the druid abilities.
I mean, the same for a bird. You would have to poop. Like, if you wild shape into a bird for more than an hour, you would have to poop at least once or twice.
So, it occurs to you when you're thinking about where she's at that the 100 bowls in a traditional chef's hat represent the 100 ways to cook an egg. Both of those things are interesting. Didn't know there was 100 folds or 100 ways to cook an egg.
It's like a multi-level.
I'm sure they have.
Thanks, layer.
I mean, like in modern day, but not in medieval times.
Most of those have been around for.
Well, if you include magic, there's probably.
No, there's more than 100 then.
Well over 100.
Okay.
I think if we go to this town, rest up a bit.
Lightning bolt.
I'm going
fireball,
to Dan.
Flame strike.
If I cast locate object here, would
what?
I get an inkling of the direction?
My mind is blown. I'm sorry, what?
Get if anything? I cast locate object here, would I get an idea, like an inkling of the direction?
Well, that depends on your percentile dice roll.
But I could.
The more likely you are to get it, a direction and a general distance, and you may get the exact location if you know the item well enough and roll low enough.
Do the thing.
Okay. I start chanting and stomping. Looking for the next puzzle piece that's hanging around that chick's necklace.
Okay.
She was in a bathhouse. She was naked. Oh, distracted, sorry. I'm gonna locate object.
Okay. Roll for some tall dice.
25.
Sounds good. What's
your one theory.
74 worse options.
The puzzle piece is in the key.
Arden, I dropped
one. Oh, I bet the chick's dead.
You what?
I dropped one in the river.
Oh, that would be neither.
Yeah.
I have no idea where she's
today.
I think it's all the way out in the middle of the creek.
It's over there by her. She could be a vampire.
Yep.
He was trying to go home.
So that would suggest that.
Hey.
Well, I have to admit, holding these while I cast that spell seemed to work wonders. At least I think so.
You did get an inkling that the puzzle piece is in a small chest, like a jewelry box kind of thing, in one of the bedrooms of the keep. You're fairly certain that if you were close enough, you could find it. Not that the spell will not still be active by that time, probably, but you could probably find it if you got close enough.
Well, that was really
Azor,
cool.
Yes. Did you ever study that diamond I gave you?
For about an hour.
How confident are you that you could remake it?
Not.
That would be nice.
We could go to the town, we study the diamond, we can get information.
It would be great.
Okay, guys. The puzzle piece is in the key. It's in a jewelry box. It looks like this. It's about this big.
About twice the size of Phil and slightly less ornate.
Sounds like an easy.
I was going to tell you that it was in a phylactery, but I knew that where that would just be a whole tangent. So
it's in a water bottle.
Y'all remember when
it's in a water bottle?
Phylactery is a box.
I know.
Y'all remember
it's
when
a thing now.
That dude? We were in that thing, and they tricked us into giving up those pieces before that we had.
That was fortunate.
What if I could do that, but with I mean, and I don't know if it would work on a vampire, but I could try.
Sounds like certain death.
Based on what?
The vampire?
You're capable of dream now?
Yeah, that
can be. I guess I'm
not. Oh, well, then it can stay there.
Based on what Brunson saw, the vampire does not have it. It is in a box in a bedroom.
Yeah, in the cave. We could just.
So he's suggesting possibly dreaming for it. That might work because the vampire does not actually have it in his possession.
Okay, so how does this dream thing work?
So I sleep.
Other than stealing it from.
I do my thing. I go to sleep. If successful, we get the thing.
If failure.
Wait, it makes it sound so easy.
Nothing. If failure, you no longer have the spell. Right, if failure. Well, I mean, success or failure, I can never do that again because it would be.
And is the vampire then alerted to our immediate presence?
I don't know.
Depends on what you know about illusion. Well.
Jake snores harder and furiouser.
Here's the thing. I don't like this plan because I want you to have that spell when you're capable of casting it.
Because you're wise.
But if we don't do that, the alternative is we have to kill the thing.
I also
have something for it.
Do you remember?
We have to see it.
It occurs to you that when Glowin, the queen of Geoff, was married to the last peaceful king of Geoff, the crown of her wedding dress was over 3 miles long.
The train?
What?
The train of her wedding dress. Sorry. The train of her wedding dress was over 3 miles long.
She got a big head.
What about...
The train.
Do you remember...
Wow, that's long.
That guy that did that thing where he had his little projection under the door and we couldn't damage that, and he was far away safe?
Yeah, he was a jerk.
What if I could do that? And potentially... So someone would have to fly me up, probably, hold me, so I could put it... I don't have to see where I put a projection in trade. No. Oh, so I would just have to do it through the window, have my thing, grab the box, and throw it out the window.
Can you do that with that spell, though? I thought you just cast spells.
I don't know.
Long.
Never tried it.
Can you touch things with a project image?
Can I touch things with a project image?
Can he touch things with a project image?
Hey, can you touch things with a project image? Your turn.
Do you think you can?
I do.
Then sure.
I think I can. Bless you. I've never done it, but I think I can.
I think we should go to this.
I wouldn't have proposed it if I didn't think I could.
Hermes did give me an air wall. It's kind of like fly. It
sounds a lot more dangerous than what I'm proposing. No, but if you want to go up there. Oh, I don't think I actually do.
We have met on the flight.
Sounds kind of serendipitous.
Well, if it fails, we're going to need a quick backup plan.
Yeah, that's true. I could try the first one first.
But
dream.
I think we should lick our wounds, heal up a bit first.
What about negotiations? What do you think negotiating with this guy would be like?
What? What do we offer him?
Yeah, a guy who can charm us. Yeah.
Are we gonna go like kidnap a woman or something and be like, hey, here you can.
He can't charm.
He can't charm.
He's a vampire. I'll find them charming.
Amongst the crown jewels of Lomun,
most people don't find you charming, but somehow your charm
works.
The largest
cut diamond on Earth, the single largest cut diamond, is amongst the crown jewels of Lomun.
Guys, you know what I was just thinking? We should become heist artists instead of adventurers.
Well, anyway.
Here, put these away. I'll give them back to you.
I think we should go to this town.
You didn't have to actually come get them, though.
I'm going to need them
eventually. We could also get help with this town if our plan fails.
Are these from a different puzzle? Are they from a different...
No, it's just different like sections of the puzzle.
Because two of those were in my gaming bag. It's gone.
Yeah, so we replaced
There's a new
puzzle. The puzzle because your mother... didn't understand and threw the old puzzle away.
Okay, so that's what I was asking, because I thought someone had said it was a new puzzle. But.
That's why three of the pieces don't go back together like they used to. Right?
Actually, I think all those do go. The one section of that does go together, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, I had him turn in the... They were like duller, the wood color was duller. Yeah, they're shiny, yeah.
No, I don't think I have three.
Well, that's convenient. It should be that.
I tried.
We had to get a new one anyways.
I thought this one did, but...
There are two he definitely had together just a minute ago.
Yeah, I have two separate ones. These... I have two
they
separate
were,
ones that
they
go
were
together
still
like
sucks.
This.
Oh, it could be. All right, let me see.
But they don't... Like, they don't go together.
The ones I had together were a little sus. They
were a little sus.
They didn't really fit together, but they actually, like, went in.
All right, well, I guess we can, like, heal and stuff and
line up
whatever.
I think going to town, prepping for phase two of our plan will be
if
better
we're
going instead
of going
to phase one.
If we're
going
to just flee and heal, let's just go to the Charlotte's Keep or something. Or
we
to
can
a
go to the
city.
Town. Have a town.
I don't want to walk 15 miles if we can just magically transport ourselves and we're just going to rest and memorize anyways. Why would we willingly walk 15 miles?
Because we also get help, potentially more information on this puzzle.
Why would we willingly walk 15 miles? Yes, these are definitely not designed to go together.
People have connections with my family that run pretty deep.
There's also this one.
Because learn a bit more about why these are family heirlooms.
If we're looking for connections to your family, let's go to Lomond's.
Why are we looking for connections to your family?
I don't know,
just,
but I just
more information on these puzzle pieces.
I just don't want to walk 15,000 miles. We can literally, I mean,
15 miles.
Well, it's really 15,
same thing.
Yeah.
It feels the same.
Man, he used to walk all over the place.
Yeah, and now that we don't have to, why would I want
one
to?
One teleport, he gets so snobby.
I didn't enjoy it then. I still was like, I wish I could just appear
also,
where I wanted to go.
We also don't know the condition of Charlotte's Keep.
Don't know the condition of Vavin, whatever it's called.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Lomond Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
Yeah, but what happens if we teleport across
the
planet and back?
Again, if we want to go somewhere where we know the condition of it, there's Greyhawk, Low Moon.
Or don't teleport into Jack or Greyhawk. Just outside, maybe.
I wish I had sending today.
Well, what I'm doing is not technically teleporting.
Yeah, but they're not going to like that.
Charlotte's Keep, if that's what you want.
Well, it's also
Charlotte
5 to 10 miles.
Yeah, so 5 miles.
I mean, 1 to 10 miles.
So you're going to set it 10 miles before Greyhawk, and now we're walking 10 miles?
I wish I took the sending to.
Oh, then he could fold us closer. Oh, wait, no, that's not how that works.
I get two people.
Well, I can make a wagon, then. At least we'll know where we're going.
Yeah, make a wagon. Horse and wagon.
I can item people.
Okay.
I have two teleports. I have memorized my tower at Charlotte's Keep.
Also,
I could inform us of the condition of Charlotte's Keep with my folding spell that have control on.
Good Audrey.
I do, but that would not give us the condition.
Mm-hmm.
The folding spell would allow me to see it from there.
We would just want, like, is Charlotte's Keep currently occupied by
people friendly to us?
Hostile people.
Is the keep that we know of as Charlotte's Keep occupied by friendly individuals?
Yeah.
Friendly
okay.
to us. I'm not good at asking strange planar beings.
I could have given you contact with a plane and you could have had plenty of...
Dude, Brunson would be casting that all the time.
He had a chance of getting it today.
So...
I did?
Yeah, it's on your on your fifth level list.
Excuse me, sir.
That's
color commune. Socks should I
it's
wear?
It's called commune for you.
You'd be like, oh, stop asking me that. You ask me every day.
When are you going vegetarian?
I'd be like Jake with his Gant tattoo.
Or Lane with the sun and
green. You've used that in a while.
No. He doesn't like it, so.
I think the last time he threatened us, it was in his tone.
He gave us some sense, yes.
Okay, well, this piece clearly goes together like that. That's how that goes together. And I'm pretty sure I can't figure out how to go.
Maybe I should do it so that the universe is not distracted.
That looks like it fits right there.
How about asking... Well, I don't know how I feel about the teleport spell.
And
what?
Asking Phil if it's teleporting to
down here.
The memorized location in the tower is a good idea.
Does Phil like teleporting?
for
you. He doesn't dislike that.
Oh, it's free.
It's travel.
Yeah, but is it the travel about the journey or about the destination?
This one clearly looks like it fits like that.
I think it's both.
All of the above, but...
And this one looks like it fits like that, although there's something... And this looks completely different.
That one is right out.
I tried all that.
Well, there's the big
piece. I swear
something goes in there. Right on!
Yeah, there's another piece that goes in there for sure, because otherwise it wouldn't stay together.
So what are we doing? What are we doing?
This one goes in here, like that. That's why
you think
we killed...
Yeah, they fit pretty snugly. What are we doing? We're out of time. We have 8 minutes.
Right now. What are we doing? You doing augury?
Okay.
Ask Phil.
Yeah, let me check for a random encounter. Maybe somebody will come and blow you up. Nope, nothing happened.
Yeah, I asked Phil.
We could go to Jacto.
Like that, Dad. Look.
Yeah, that does look right.
There's a piece missing, right? Yeah, there's one that goes in there.
Is it the size of the one that you have? the other one. No, that's it.
No, there's one that goes in here.
Okay.
If we
looks really good. So you have one whole, partial part of it, whatever. And it's got a hole on the bottom.
It's missing a piece in the middle.
Right. Missing that piece, but then and also has a hole on the bottom if you look at it.
Okay.
So that would plug into whatever piece puts the whole thing together.
Listen, all I know is this. So this looks like an outside piece. This looks like an outside.
All I know is we are in no shape to go fight a vampire.
If we want to relax, recuperate, be celebrated as heroes.
So I think let's go. Phil.
Let's go to Beach.
I'm asking Phil. I guess if he thinks teleporting to Charlotte's Keep is a good idea.
To my memorized location in the tower. Is a good idea.
I mean, Phil, that's not really up his alley. You're basically asking him whether or not you should travel, and he's generally for that, so he's probably going to say yes.
You can at least, can you augury to see if the tower's still intact?
Again, let's say it's...
I think it would be way safer if I use my holding for that, if we're teleporting anyways.
Well, if you use
I don't
holding...
think that any question we ask with an augury is not going to fully answer that.
But if you use the folding, then you have to go, right?
No.
Well, then you don't have the spell.
I understand, but I'm telling you, if we want to make sure that the keep is safe to go to, you're not going to.
Okay.
Well,
we could take two other people.
One, me and one person. All
right. So pick that person, and then if it's still
intact, who's in the best shape? That ain't me.
Just go to the tower roof. Is there a roof, or is it a conical?
There is a roof. It's like a. It has conical, but it's more like a. That's like a. Covering of the roof.
Actually, I might
like there's
the
a
best.
Flat stone area, and then there's a conical thing
so
on top of it.
Fly.
The roof up there was where the
fly.
Yeah.
Owl.
Yep.
So he could theoretically fall to the roof of that tower.
That is correct. He could.
Okay.
Possibly even through a window or an air slit into an interior building, as long as the windows the view is not blocked. But whatever it is, he has to be able to see it from above.
Stealthy infiltration.
Full spell.
Nice.
I'll go with you.
For Manchalor, can vampires see invisibly?
No, they tend to have high senses, but they don't have any special ways of seeing invisibility.
Might be able to smell you.
I think I'm better.
Legendarily speaking, they can smell blood.
I had a fun ring.
I can remove scent somehow.
Oh, did I legend lore the...
Alright, so are you going to fold then?
This gets to get really lucky.
I'm willing to. No
way. I'll go with him.
Hey, wake up. Jake.
Yeah?
Hey,
we've been sleeping for about 5 hours.
No, not quite, but we're going.
We're going to wait for Jake to wake up.
We've decided we need to lick our wounds.
Alright, we're ready to fight the vampire then, right?
No. That's the exact opposite of what I just said.
Alright. We're going to hold.
So we are going to fight the vampire.
Theomud are going to hold.
We are eventually going to...
You create a big screen map of
and get the puzzles, that's what puzzles.
Middle Dulan.
Fighting the vampire still up in the air.
And you see the forest region and the wide river below and the general area of Charlotte's Keep.
I'm memorizing this location while he's doing this.
Okay, the brush fortress.
Brush fort. Okay, that brush is over there, this one here. Oh, look, there's a rock. I put this rock right here so I remember exact location.
5 sticks right here.
Yep.
You take sticks and make a person with the rock at the head.
No. Then people might see it and mess with them.
Okay. Anyway, so you see Charlotte's tower. The center tower of her keep, which in theory is Brunson's tower, sort of. And you're going to try to pick the top of it.
As I zoom in,
Does it look to be in good shape?
Fairly normal.
People bustling?
No, it's the middle of night there as well.
I mean, it's burning, but yeah.
Oh, here's the part I hate.
This would be different time there, but not that much different. It would still be.
It's one time zone over, not 10.
Like, yeah, because we're be kind of 5 here, north. And it'd be like 4, it'd be like 1 o'clock there, probably.
Oh, 1 o'clock a.m. Hour,
1 or 2 a.m.
It's like the same
going time. West, so sunrise in the east goes west.
The time travel went backwards 1 hour.
The time goes back. So yeah, so it's like it's 1 or 2 in the morning there.
No, but I'll do that for you. Because I got an item.
If you throw up, don't throw up on me.
Have I done this before? Have I folded before?
If you throw up, just aim that way.
If you throw up on me,
we've all folded.
Yeah, we've all folded before.
Especially in that film.
I very vividly remember because I was the one to throw
all
the
dream.
Because he could just instant fold. Like,
it's the same. You said it felt pretty much the same.
It did feel similar. It wasn't folding, but it did feel similar.
It's probably a little more intense when you fold. If you throw up on me, I'm blacklisting you.
Right. Okay. I might do it.
Okay. Roll percentile dice.
Oh, it's good that you took that, by the way. I can't hide him.
Why not?
33.
You have magic.
You can't item Jewish people?
No.
Oh,
it blows
can,
up your head.
Oh.
But it can mess with the flows of magic can mess with you.
Oh.
It's kind of like trying
typically with the druid, it usually just.
Especially in
take
a high level
spells.
Party, it could be bad.
Yeah, it's a problem.
What was wrong here?
33.
Okay. So you're headed for the tower.
A couple of them
nice.
See wild shapes.
Oh, it's occupied by goblins.
Okay, so you pass through a front of horrible weather on the way there. And you both need to roll System Shock or die.
Oh, no.
What is that?
System Shock dice on your deck.
Oh,
yeah, should be a pretty high one.
Oh, I'm 70. I'm good. 75.
60.
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, what's your con?
9.
He's like, wait, what's your con?
9? Uh-oh. You could not be 9. You could not be fine.
Uh-oh.
Which is
10. I don't have a reason. I have no idea.
Which is bold. Nothing bad would happen from that.
Okay.
I didn't say
I'm checking the chart.
It's like you a 30%
right. chance. Going in on the chart.
What'd you roll?
10.
Huh? What'd you roll?
65%. No, 70%. Sorry,
70%.
10 is
70.
And you survive.
That's within variant.
Yes, so 70%. So you did survive. But, so basically, both of you pass, you feel water and cold air. And even electricity passing through you as you're traveling. Okay. All right.
Tornado.
This is not good.
Okay. And I'll let you guys roll it. You'll both take D6 minus 3 quarter structural.
Oh, no.
So the maximum you take is 3 quarters.
I have 3 quarter structural.
So you're going to take. So you're both going to take.
Does protection from lightning
help? So if you roll. No. So you roll 3 or less, you'll take none and you'll be fine. You take 3 quarter structural.
Oh, dude.
Okay. So save versus death magic or die.
What is this?
Both of you?
Yep.
Both of you.
Yep. PPDM.
Does.
Oh, I'm fine.
My cloak pin help?
Not a word.
Or my.
No, your cloak pin.
This is how your moon dies.
Yep, there he goes. He's dead.
What is it with you?
He didn't give me a race dead?
No, because you weren't supposed to fold through a storm and die.
The move was against going to Charlotte's Keep, too.
Yeah, that's your fault. You got yourself killed because you disagreed. And then later, you succumbed to it.
The move wanted to go to the town.
You
sure? 2 hour walk.
Hey, I just want to walk.
At least you don't lose your experience.
Yeah.
Wait, then
we
didn't
get more
experience.
Oh,
wait.
Nice. This is the best thing. Yeah, we didn't get experience for the
director. Yeah, but that adventure is over, so I wouldn't take that experience.
Oh, so there you
but
go.
But it doesn't even matter, because he's capped anyway.
Yeah, until I get my 10 hours of
training. I know, we were trying to go there so he could train before you give us experience.
We could have went to a town that is 3 hour walk away. Y'all lazy bums don't
want to
walk.
Can't walk.
This is your guys' fault.
That is an adventure waiting to happen, what you're saying right now. The fold?
I don't care what you say. If you're guys,
we could have time slipped to wherever.
We could just time slipped to wherever. There's something that can happen.
Just walk.
There's nothing.
There's something fishy.
There's no fishy.
Anyone who wasn't going for the town, it's your fault that I died.
So what happens is you arrive on the tower. As you arrive on the tower, you see what appears to be a cloud of vapor and electricity passing through, still passing through Dear Mood. And you feel shocked and are knocked to the ground, and you're now, what, one and a quarter structural? And so you feel pain, like, all over your body from passing through the storm. But you see that as the electricity and water passes through him, and then it fades into the environment. It came with him. Basically, it fades into the environment and is gone. But you see, like, a look of ghastly pain on his face, and then he falls over, and you can see that there's, like, a vein, like a bluish color vein line that's through his head, and he's laying on the ground.
You go,
oh, no.
Tommy, I'm sorry. Miles. I don't mean to laugh, but I'm sorry.
I don't want to walk 50 miles.
But somebody said, why would I ever want to walk 15 miles?
We weren't going to be able to spend a while. Hey.
That's why.
So you're saying you'd rather go to the town and not train then?
We could train at the town.
No,
I don't
we wouldn't have
help.
Been spending a week in the town.
I don't need help to train. I need 10 hours. I need 10 hours. It's 2 days.
Well, you didn't say
that's
that.
One day.
Well, plus a
we assumed you needed 40 hours. So
18 wisdom.
I needed 10 hours plus a race day.
Hey, look.
We could have did that here.
Made my, okay.
I could be one level higher if I just had 10 hours
fair,
of a race
it
day.
It was not my idea to look. Fold all of those wisdom. I said, listen to me. I said, I can look at the keep. That's what I said. I did not say, let's. I said,
so wait a minute.
I started.
You're implying.
The words that came out of my mouth were, I can end the spell.
You did say that.
Excuse me.
But you didn't do it.
So you're saying that
and
you
he said,
that you were implying on casting a folding spell just to look at the key.
Yes.
No. Never in a million years were you casting it with the only intention of looking at
that's
the key.
That's literally what I said.
Yeah.
Said,
you were intending to go.
End it, and then we would all times.
I think the plan was if you saw it and it was safe, you were going to go. I think that was the plan.
That was not what I meant.
Why else would
but you went.
Because he told me to.
Yeah,
why would the conversation
you can happen? Argue with him about that later.
Throw it on me. That's fine.
You did it.
Everyone who
get better your spell. How about that?
It's everyone who did
your
moves.
Everyone who
get good.
What was the chance of us hitting weather?
7%.
Ha!
And I rolled 03, 05, and 11.
All right.
So I'm... How many people...
So you actually hit it twice, and then the 11% was...
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place.
Where are we teleporting to the key?
They could give it back to you.
Well, who's going to carry it?
He's been dead.
He's the fisherman's son, right? Is he willing to travel the world with us now?
Yeah, he's basically Jake's follower now.
What is your role on your save?
All right, everybody stay in the room.
Five.
My save is 10.
Drat! Coisus. Foiled again.
Okay, how many people can I item?
We only had one person dead at the beginning of the session, and now we have one person dead at the end. That's a different person.
Because we didn't want to walk.
You'll be an ogre magi bard.
All
because
I don't
have a giant
who can cast
time heal.
There are
some. There are
going back to they can.
Going, okay.
I don't know what giant
teleport.
Is.
Go.
I've asked three times how many people can I item? How many people can I get an item?
Should be everybody except yourself, pretty much. Right?
Okay. Can he be itemed?
Yep.
In your current form?
He's not 100% sure about that, because he knows he has magical abilities, maybe, but he doesn't know what they are.
Well, can I take him with me in my teleport?
No. Because you're able to do one extra person. Wait,
be
right?
Me and him.
Yeah, it should be fine.
No. Okay. He has a time.
Then I'll
the
item everybody
so
else.
Walk 10 miles.
And the stuff.
Anyone opposed to being itemed? Going on.
It's like you're going to be sleeping for a while. You'll come back.
You won't even realize anything else.
Oh, I love sleeping.
Alright, cool. Stand
okay.
Up here.
Hamana, item.
Yes.
It's been 2 minutes. You have itemed everyone except for Bezor.
Okay, I pick up the item. Put it in my pouch.
That's good. Good thing you didn't forget that.
I will
stock up
go over towards Bezor and say, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hamana,
teleport
to said memorized location.
Okay.
Which would probably be the top of the tower.
Yeah, well, the bedroom was the room that you had memorized, probably, and it's the next floor, but it's the one that you can go out to the top on, so. Okay.
Here goes.
Percentile dice.
Here goes.
All right, don't roll come really, on. Really high or really, really low.
No, you're going to teleport 400 feet in the air again.
Oh, four. Oh, no, I'm fine. It's 30-something, 33.
Yep, right in the middle. Yeah. Smack
well, he's
down.
Had his
okay.
Feather pit-making guy.
Ching!
You and Bezor are.
Oh,
now...
I should have cast Fly first. What am I thinking?
Yeah, just in case. Yeah,
chaotic.
Yeah,
good.
Well, now you saved the spell. So, all right. So the two of you arrive in a bed chamber, nicely decorated, canopy bed, nightstand.
They arrive and they hear thump as Theon is dragging Deerwood's dead body down the stairs.
Yeah. He probably can't carry him.
He can't carry him.
All right. Actually,
the door to the bedroom that goes outside of the tower bursts open, and Theon is coming in backwards. You see his butt and his back. He's backing into the room, pulling something apparently heavy on the floor, and you get a sinking feeling, and then it is revealed to be Deerwood's body as he pulls him in the room.
That was like a week ago.
And you see Deermuth's head hits the floor hard and off the last step.
How long has he been?
Like 30 seconds! Do something!
I cast Sign Language. Like 2 weeks ago.
No, he's been dead for over 3 minutes right now. He's dead for a little over 3 minutes.
Okay, well, I start casting Sign Language.
Okay. Hummina, hummina, hummina. Okay. You see, he enforces his will upon Deermuth's dead body, and you see like a crackle of energy and an image that looks a little bit like Deermuth form, and then it's floating above his body, and then he goes, ah, and it goes down, and as it hits the body, it goes, and the body looks perfectly regenerated. All of his clothes look neat, and everything is normal, save versus death magic.
Oh,
here
we
go again.
Yep, dead. Failed.
Okay.
I can get a +3 somewhere.
We should have put the ring of protection on him first.
What ring of protection?
His. He has a +3 ring of protection.
Does my silver ring do anything?
Okay, I put the +3 ring of protection on him and like cast
what?
It again.
You cast twice?
Like, what could it do? Like, what would you want?
Before we go into the item or anything, like, would that have any effect on it?
But, no.
Okay. Does the Draculich ring do anything for this?
Just wanted to make sure it didn't have any effect.
He put the ring of protection +3 on him and cast it again. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's like, I think he was going to come back to life, but he died again. So, let's try this. Wait, put the ring on.
What else do we have?
Anybody else got any magical stuff you can put on? Cursed items? Anything?
Just throw it all
out. Put my cloak pin on him.
Okay. So, your cloak pin. You have a ring. Anybody else got anything else?
+4.
Oh, the people in the item might have magical items to put on. You get them out?
No, I'm trying to save
be
them.
Be quick, because we got about 2 minutes until we start getting
I'll put the ring for the Force and Rogue on him.
I could lay my Force and robes on him. I don't know what they do.
Okay, so we got robes laying on him. So you're not going to get the people out there inside
time
the item.
Four. I'm assuming that means four segments, right?
Okay, that's correct.
Okay, I would rather save them from this traumatic experience.
Okay, I'm going to take this one and maybe I'll roll good.
Okay, so you see this back?
I used up all my luck.
Settles three. Over top of him. Wait, versus death match.
Do you want somebody to roll for you?
Ooh, Tommy!
Oh, yeah, the skull dice. Perfect.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go.
Okay, 15.
All right.
You live!
Yeah.
That's that killed me in a mortality roll.
All right, give me my stuff back.
So you're back to the 3/4 structural then, which is what you had before you died.
Okay, and 60 damage.
Oh, yep. Nice.
Yeah, how long was the time from the fold being cast to now?
7 minutes.
So he should be his whatever his structural was before the
fold. Yeah, correct. Yep.
3/4.
He was at 3/4. Before he passed through the storm.
That seemed to work out.
Remind me never to hold again.
1/5 level and 3/4 level spells later in less than 7 minutes.
I will tell you right now.
Also, 15 miles.
Monstrously unlucky with this spell. It's like the third time this has happened, and the chances of running into weather.
I would have been fine.
Monumentally small.
3-hour walk.
What do you do? Nothing to do.
Could have teleported the bus.
We could have walked for 3 hours.
In all fairness,
oh no, I left the item.
And we still wouldn't be here.
In all fairness, the further you travel, the more likely you are to hit it.
Yeah.
Here, I'll walk over to
it. We also could have
empty part.
Time slips. Just saying.
Let him out of the item.
So we do a 10-second.
Gotta,
first, I had not
assuming somebody was here.
We could have gone somewhere else. Could have gone to Jacto. Could have gone to Lobos.
Swords go flying everywhere.
Like Molly.
Xavier flies over there.
Could have gone.
It's like,
you know what I just realized?
Both Jake and Xavier take 1 point of damage when exiting the item. Because you are laid in there with a bunch of swords and shields and stuff. So when you come out, you're like laying on a sword or laying on a shield or 1 point.
Oh, okay. 1 point of structural.
A rib broke because the sword was pointed sideways. Okay. Nothing like that.
It was you, a sword, and then Jake.
Oh, see? Ultimately, it was less painful than
this concludes this episode of Low Moon, Low Moon Uprising. Oh,
like the, never holding again. You know what's
really crazy that I just thought of?
What?
It's the 7% that kill me.
So I can go travel within the vicinity of whoever, but I still can't use it to find names because he doesn't know her name.
Don't have a name.
Not right. See if everything in the
key is good. Really, really interesting how that works out.
See if she's charging me rent. Come back. There's a
military. I mean, you could just use the flash to get her name.
Oh, good thing you're here. Maybe. You owe me rent.
Although, you'd think by now, yeah, that was going to happen.
You owe me 457.
I go out to the door. There's an eviction notice on my door to my
tower. It says 90 days, but it was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, dated like 3 months ago. It was 90 days.
Yeah, she's gonna charge me back rent.
There's another wizard living in here now.
For like the last 3 years.
She evicted you. She evicted some like second or fourth alchemist.
It's the alchemist guy that I paid to set up my lab. Yeah.
He's the landlord.
Now. Actually, roll a d20 real quick. Check to see.
I am the landlord now.
7.
Okay. It was probably more like 7 minutes and 30 seconds instead of 7 minutes because when you arrived from the teleport, you were distracted by the fact that you arrived about a foot above the floor and didn't fall.
So you're just levitating now?
So then when you willfully chose to go down to the floor, you did.
What?
You levitates.
That would have been awesome when you guys were teleporting 400 something.
Yeah, that would have been good. That would have been good.
I think I know why.
You're my new teleport buddy.
I think I know why.
Just don't let me go.
Do you have an innate levitate spell or something like that?
Ogre Magi, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's an Ogre Magi effect.
You have to discover your Ogre Magi abilities if you have them, and they may develop over time.
I also...
Teleporting has made him so paranoid of falling that he instantly levitated.
And he got 10 hours of training. So we're going to get into a fight immediately. Identify an item. Level up.
Okay, we can talk about that.
I was talking to
him
about
I'm
so
set up for
when I level up,
we had talked about it.
I will find out
before,
if I have any more science.
Take the time to sit through it. So
do you have Tempest Fugit or something?
This group or the outside group?
Once
other,
I level up,
be good.
Why I said it was it really sucked that,
okay.
you, that
we'll
I died because
talk to your dad about it.
Quite a bit of experience that would have gone towards that.
Well, how much more do you need to level up? At a certain point, I'm not going to need as much training. Well, I'm not going to need training as like quickly.
I need 33,000.
You know, it's going to suck. We show up next in 2 weeks to play, and Dan's like, okay, here's your experience. Sorry, Tommy.
Give me 10 hours. He's 50 out of 60 hours.
I still need a lot of training to go up.
What, you need a lot?
This party deciding to take a hiatus right now is probably screwing over his plans for the
new
treat so bad.
You still have to train.
Everybody has to train.
At 8th level, you can train yourself. You don't need a trainer, but you still have to train for
it. I leveled up to 8th level a while ago.
Oh, now you have time to train.
You say you still need XP.
Yeah, I still need a bunch of experience to level up.
Oh, when you talk about training, it's
I thought
different.
You made 8th level, but you haven't trained for it yet.
The odds of getting a royal flush in poker are exactly 1 in 649,740.
Yeah,
you're right. The wedding train thing. There was there's an actual the Guinness Book of World Records for longest wedding train was actually set was I'm gonna find it again. 23,000 yards, I think it was 23,000 feet. Her wedding train was 23,000 feet long.
That's much longer than the Queen of Wands.
5 miles.
Yeah. Or GM.
63.5 football fields.
How many feet long?
23,000 feet. Was, that was so
it's almost
train.
4 miles.
Yeah.
What's the point?
A woman in Cyprus.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Book of World Records, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, is like,
did you know, by the way, you know that many cats are actually allergic to people?
That's why they hate us.
That's crazy.
I saw a baby.
That's very interesting because that means if you have a cat. And they're domesticated, and you own the cat, and they're allergic to you, you're literally torturing them every day.
My cat, come here, please. Your cat's like...
Definitely not.
Fran
is definitely not that.
It's a great thought, Dan. Guess I'll never own a cat again.
Also, if it's 20% of cats, if you own 5 cats like Aaron does, that means odds are you're torturing 1 cat every day.
Well, I only have 4.
You have 5 cats?
I have 4.
Wow. You've really upgraded since the last time I saw.
Yeah, so if 1 in 4 cats is allergic, you're probably torturing your cat every day.
Or 3 of them hers.
Well, am I taking you home then?
Yes, sir.
Cat.
You are my ride.
Shortly after.
Your mother was your ride, my ride here. You are my ride home. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.